This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. Tonight is going to be a shiur in three parts, all going to be uploaded separately. But the first one is the halacha slot, where we're going to continue our discussion about the shatchan in halacha and the shatchan's fee. Just to recap some of the things we mentioned briefly last week, is first of all that it's a tremendous mitzvah to be involved in shidduchim. It's godly work. We are imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only is it v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, but it's also a fulfillment of a halachta b'drocha. We follow in Hashem's ways, mahu rachum, afatu rachum, etc., etc. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first ever shidduch, Adam to Chava. Moreover, the Medrash says in a couple of places that the famous case of the noblewoman, the Roman noblewoman, who came to Rabbi Yossi ben Bar Chalafta and said, how long did it take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? 6 days. What's he been doing since then? And one of the answers is, he's been mezaveg zivugim. He's been involved in shidduchim. And therefore, being involved in shidduchim is imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and really is godly work. So much so, to the extent that one actually can do it on Shabbos, even though that involves, normally involved in Mekach or Memka, you can even discuss the financial arrangements because of its importance. And we sing about it in Zmiris. We say in Mayedidus, we say, Uleshadech Habonois. What does the word Shidduch mean? Well, it means either two sources. Either it means peaceful, that's what the Ran in Shabbos says, or it means shidduch means to bind together, the Aruch, the Balamar, and others say that. We also discussed last week that there are two types of shatchan, where the parents approach the shatchan, or where the shatchan approaches the parents. They're treated differently in halacha, that was last week's shir, the various practical differences, lo solin, when to pay, you know, what happens, chasrom, in a broken engagement, are they still liable, their fee? It depends on the type of arrangement, if the parents approach the shatchan, which has got a din of a schir kablon, or whether the shatchan approaches the parents, which is yorid lo teich sodeu. That was last week's shir. What I want to discuss today are a few questions. The first question is, who pays? Whose obligation is it? Is it the parents or is it the children? So take a look at paragraph 2c. If you've got the handout in front of you, if you haven't, email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll happily send you the handout. The Avnei Nezer says in Nechashin Mishpat Simen Lamed Vav, Kizeh Poshet, Shechiyuv Shatchonus Chal Al Hachosin V'Hakalo. It's Poshet that the obligation, the responsibility to pay the Shatchon falls on the Chosin and Kala themselves, Kilohem Oso Hatova, because they are the main beneficiaries. Rak shahamachutonim meshalmin avuram, i.e., that there is become like an established practice nowadays that the parents actually pay, to the extent that if one side, for whatever reason, refuses to pay, then the shatchan can't claim against the chosn and the kala, because the minhag has become so accepted for the parents to pay. That is quoting the Erech Shai, as I've got there in the notes. Rav Belsky, Zatzal, does point out that in a situation where the parents are totally detached from the shidduch process, then in that situation, then it would fall upon the children to pay. He says, Achiyuv l'shalem d'mei ha-shatchonus mutla la-hoirim. Like we said before, the minhag is that it falls on the parents. Ele im kein, ein shum kesher bein haben oyabas lehoreim. Unless there's no attachment whatsoever between the children and the parents. V'habonim is asking b'chol tzorchin nisuein ba'atzmam. And the children are sort of overseeing this aspect of their lives totally independently of their parents. Oz kagam tashlum d'mei ha-shatchonus mutaleim. In that situation, then the minhag will revert and it will be the children's, i.e. the chosan and kala, their responsibility. Okay, he does add that even though the minhag is that the parents pay, for whatever reason, if the parents don't pay, toiv roish yisham habonim, then it's appropriate that the children pay in their stead. Which side pays? Is it the chosan side? Is it the kala side? The minhag is that each side pay half of the shatchonus. That is the accepted minhag. A lot of the halachas about financial arrangements and shidduchim is based on is based on minhag, minhag amok, minhag hazman. And therefore the custom nowadays is each side pay half of the shatchanas. And that is true even if one side, the shatchan could be busy with one side more than the other. You can have a situation where, you know, after the first date, the guy comes back and he is head over heels, he's ready to go ahead and to propose and to get engaged. And she is perhaps not so ready. And then, you know, for the next several months, she is the shatchan could be spending hours on the phone with the girl and the girl's side. And maybe she just checks in, the shatchan just checks in with the boy's side, you know, every few weeks, and he's still ready to get engaged, he's good to go. And then eventually, let's say they do get engaged, you still split the fee, even though she spent perhaps literally minutes on the phone with the chosen side, but hours and hours with the girl's side. That's just life. And therefore, sometimes if it goes like that, so be it. And that is true that they each pay half, even if the shatchan spent more on one side. If one side can't afford to pay, and it doesn't revert to the other side to make up that 50%, it's not sort of like a joint liability. And if one side doesn't pay, then it goes to the other side. If one side can't afford to pay, then the other side is not obligated to pay the entire sum. However, the Shaila's and Shuvah's Beis Yitzchok says that it's appropriate they should pay something just to appease the Shatchan. That's in Evan Oezer, Simon Kuf Tesvov in Chelek Aleph. That's in the footnote at the bottom. Okay, now how much does one actually have to pay? Well, the Aruch HaShulchan says that in his day, this is, I don't know, 150 years ago in Eastern Europe, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Schar HaShatchonis, this is in paragraph 2e, B'schar HaShatchonis noitlin mischum ha'gadol shen ha'nedunya, v'yesh mekoyim shemeshalmin chamisha chalokim l'meya. Which means that the Aruch HaShulchan says the practice in his day was that they would pay 5% of the nedunya. The nedunya is the dowry. So let's say they were giving the young couple a sum of, say, £10,000 as a dowry payment to begin married life. Then 5% of that would be £500. So it was a proportion of the nedunya. However, in the Sefer Nisuin Kehilchasam, he says there in page Kufayin Dalet, in Ois Tesvov, Schar HaShatchonis Mishtalemes Kamin HaKamokim VaHazman. It all depends on the minug of the place and of the time of that situation. Ve'ein Hevdel Beinim HaShatchon Ishkia Harbe Avoda, etc., like we said above. So it very much depends on the Min HaKamokim and the time and the place of where the Shidduch takes place. What about multiple Shatchonim? What about a situation where one person, it was his or her idea, and then another shatran actually, you know, runs with it and manages the whole situation until they get engaged? How does that work? And sometimes you can have many shatranim. So that is again dealt with by the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look at box number 2F, Vahaminuk says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shahamaschil Neutel Mechza, Vahagoymer Mechza. That the person who began it, whose idea it was, and then encouraged them, they sort of got them to go out, he or she will take half. Vahagomer, and the person who finishes it off, concludes it, will get Mechza. Now, what about people in the middle? You can have a person whose idea it was, and they actually make the suggestion, set it up, they go out once, and then they perhaps hand it over to another person, and then someone else finishes it off, or there could be lots of people in the interim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is you give the maskil, the person who initiates it, and perhaps, you know, whose idea it was, and then actually sets it up, and then the person who concludes it, they share it 50-50. However, Misha Osko Be'emtsa Medina Ein Lohim Klum. According to the strict halacha, the people in the middle haven't got any claims whatsoever. However, the minhag is to give them something. They get the bottle of l'chaim, they get the flowers for Shabbos, but they don't actually get a share of the shatchanus. Can a shatchan be a witness to the kiddushin? That's a very interesting question. It's actually a machlokas haposkim. The Halichas Yisrael says they can, so long as they're not a relative, then they can. However, the Oitz haposkim says no, but b'dieved the kiddushin is valid, but they should not be a witness to the kiddushin. B'didi have uvda. I had once a situation. I've made one shidduch in my life. Please God, I should make more. But one time I did make a shidduch, and they honored me to be the aid for kiddushin. I was not aware of the debate amongst the poskim. This is going back a long time. And it took place here in London in the Kinnos Shul. So imagine the big Kinnos Shul. I was standing right at the back of the shul. I don't think I was aware that I was being honored to be an aide for Kiddushin, and I hear my name being called up. And I was introduced to the Rosh Hashiva who was being Masadik Kiddushin earlier at the Tish. It was a very close friend of mine who was getting married, and he introduced me to his Rosh Hashiva. And he said that I was the Shatran. And my name is called from the back of this large, very large shul, and I walk all the way to the front, onto the chuppah, and suddenly the Rosh Hashiva looks up, and in a, it sounded to me like a very loud voice, he just shouted out, Posel Le'edus, which I hope people were done the kafschus, and they said I was Posel Le'edus because I was the Shatran and for no other reason. I remember the father of the Chosim was very kind and said, you don't have to walk, do the walk of shame and walk all the way back. You can just stay here. And somebody else under the chuppah just stood in and was the aide for Kiddushin. Anyway, so Shatran being a witness is a machlokas. I post him, there are those in Halichas Yisrael is matarit, but others are not. What about international shidduchim? What about a situation where, let's say, the going rate for Shatronus in, let's say, America is more than it is in England, which perhaps is more than it is in Israel? So how does that work? Let's say it's £1,000 here in England to pay the Shatran, that's their going rate, let's say. And in America, maybe it's £3,000. And in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's £500. So what happens if the Chosn and Kala from different locations, how do they arrange it? So there's a tshuva of the Ponim Meiris, which is brought, and he basically says this, Klala de Milsa, the rule generally is, Dim ha-chosn ha-yodar b'makom hazol, if the Chosn is living in a place where the Shatronus is lower, is cheaper, va-kala b'makom ha-yoker. So for example, let's say the Kala is from America where they pay a slightly higher Shatronus, and the guy is from Eretz Yisrael where they pay a lower rate, that's a lower going rate. And the Shatran is from Eretz Yisrael. So she lives in the place of the Chosn where the rate for Shatronus is lower. You actually pay the lower rate in that situation. And he gives a very interesting rationale. You would have thought that the Kala lives in America, she has to pay the higher rate. But the low midboy mitzat hakala she'ein mashlimin el b'mokam hazol, she certainly has to pay the cheaper rate. Why? Mipnei she'oso lohem pula b'mokam hazol. Because the work done for her was done in Eretz Yisrael, sort of a bit counterintuitive, because the phone calls and everything that was done on behalf of the Kala, finding out about the Chosn and dealing with that, took place in the cheaper place. So her 50%, as it were, is actually cheaper. El afla Chosn she'osle pula tovu b'mokam hayoker, even though the Chosn who lives in Eretz Yisrael is getting the Shatran to do work in America, and therefore that's the higher price. Since the Shatran lives in the place of the Chosn in Eretz Yisrael, in this case, in my example, which is the cheaper place, they have accepted that as the minhag hamakom. Avol, he carries on, if the Shatran was living in the more expensive place, and let's say that both the Chosn and the Kala come from Nisratzu Hastodim Mechuyov, and they agree to hire this expensive Shatran, Mechuyov Nefant Shalim Kafi Minag HaMokam. So it all depends, on the particularities of the case. Of course, it can all be discussed, and perhaps it should be discussed in advance to avoid any surprises and upsets. And it depends, like the Nisum Kichasim says, everything is Kaminag HaMokam Vahazman, according to the time and the place. Much is dependent on Minag. But those are some of the sort of the halachas about the Shatran's fee. Just to summarize, great mitzvah to be involved in shidduchim. The Shatran fee, there are two types of halachic arrangements where the parents approach the Shatran, that's a schir kablan, and where the Shatran approaches the parents, that's Yorid L'Toch Sodeu, and Nafkamin, as we discussed last week, when to pay broken engagements, Lo Solin, etc., etc. Who pays? Well, the halacha seems to be that it's an obligation on the Chosn and Kala themselves, but the Minhag has become very prevalent now to such an extent that it's adaita dehochi also, that this is an accepted under practice, that it's the parents who actually pay. Which side? Well, it seems to be the minhag is 50-50 nowadays, but lots of permutations to that. How much do you pay? Again, according to the Nisun Kirchson, it depends on the mokum and the zman, it all depends on local custom. But in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan, it was a percentage of the dowry that was being given. Multiple Shatronim, we discussed, again, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's the initiator and the concluder who gets to share it, and the people in between, not. There are other permutations of that, if there were lots of people to give the ideas, and etc. There isn't time to go through all of that. International Shidduchim we spoke about, and the Shatran being a witness is again a machlokas. What Im Yirtzeh Hashem we will discuss next week is very important. Halachas about shidduch information. What can be revealed, what must not be revealed, what must be revealed. And Miz Hashem, we will discuss that next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.